Abel Haminim, but a min, a person that's only going to avoid the Zara, Prihamasiris. A people that what? That are Malshinim, people that tell upon other people to the Goyim, for Malshinim, via Mumrim, a person that's a Mumr. That means it does Averis, he's other can Averis, a Mumrim, he's a Parakoil. So, Hoyamaridim Voloy Malin. These people, we have a right to throw them down, to have them killed, and for sure we have no right to save them. So that these three, Haminim, somebody that's other can avoid the Zara, he's attached to it, Rosh as a Khmer, he like the Galach, he serves them. Fiha Mosiris, Moiser, he tells over, Rosh as Malshinim, Lesheker, Moiser, Mamma, the Chavreim, Yadrachovim, yeah, and we have Mumrim, a person that's a Mumr, that's a Parakel, does not do mitzvahs. So, Omalei, he said back to him, Anisha, and other like this, the Apostle says, the Cholabed of Sechicho, the Rabbi says a Mumr, it comes to include a Mumr. V'yatamat, and you're telling me, how you married him, that you're allowed to have them killed? And we're supposed to bring back their Aveda, for sure we don't have to have them killed. So if we said, Samim Mikam Mumr, take out of here a Mumr. For Mishnah, let him answer back to him, Kan the Mumr Eichon Avelis to Tiyovon, Kan the Mumr Eichon Avelis Lachis. Why is there a difference? Depends what type of a Mumr he is. Why doesn't he do the mitzvahs? One is because he has type, he has lust, he has enjoyment to do a virus. So in case he doesn't have kosher, he'll be treifus, that's one type. Maybe there he's supposed to be master and aveda. But can the Mumr Eichon Avelis Lachis, if he does it on purpose, Lachis, that he has two pieces of meat, he could eat kosher. And Lachis, he goes against Hashem, therefore it's also. That's the worst mumur. Maybe this mumur is maridin. So for instance, he holds oichon avelus lahachas. A person that eats avelus lahachas means deliberately goes against Hashem. Seminu, he's considered like a min, and that's already been said in the din of minim, alva minim. So therefore, mumur does not mean lahachas, but a mumur means even a teyovin is also called a mumur that he holds will have the lach of maridin. Now the Gemara says, Itma, we learn like this. Mumma, what's the halacha of a mumma? So, pligi Ravach Ravina, so machlokes between Ravach and Ravina. Chadam one says, l'teyovein mumma. The person does have eris to teyovein for his own type, his own enjoyment. In other words, where he can't find kosher meat, he'll eat a tray for meat because he wants to eat now. That's called a mumma. Lahachis, but if he does the aver lahachis, deliberately, meaning there's kosher meat in front of him, and still he deliberately takes the tray for meat, that's called the min heavy. He's called the min, he has locha like a min, and by min we said before the locha is afilu maridin. The Chadama one says no, afilu lahachis nami mumer. Even though it does the avera lahachis, still it's called the mumer, it's not more than a mumer, it's not called the min. A min is only if you oduk, you're attached to do avodah zarah. But if you're not attached to avoid the Zori, just the Mumur Lahakis, you only call the Mumur, and then Allah will be Ein Maridin. So when I said the Sorel Ezel Min, what's called the Min? Then according to the Shita, Zel Eved Elilim Kachovim, people that worship avoid the Zora, meaning you're attached to it, you're also can avoid the Zora. Next, we have a question. It says Allah, O Chapot Reshechod, O Yotu Shechod, Harezim Mumur. Again, Maisvi, it's Ochol Porush Echod. Or Yotush Echod, somebody eats a small ant, you know, little creatures, and Rashi says, Ein Adam Oichlon L'Tiyofen. Nobody eats this because they enjoy them. You don't enjoy these things. And so it says, Harei Zem Mumur, it's called a Mumur. Now the question is, V'Hochod L'Hachasu. For sure, whoever eats these things is doing it L'Hachas, is doing it deliberately, to go against the Rotsan of Hashem. And still, Okatoni Mumur. He says it's only called a Mumur, not his mashmi is not called a min. So where it says maybe no, here the case is Hossam boiling mit and time of the Isura. Again, maybe he's going after a taiva. Just he has a taiva now to taste the things of the Isur. Rashi looked to him time of the Isura. Le lahachis. He didn't do it lahachis deliberately. Ela misava litoim taima. Levi shein yisrael taima mielam. Since the Jew never tasted these things, he wants to taste it now. That's why it's Hossam. So that's why it's only called the Mumur. But maybe if we really do it lahachis, maybe then he would be called the min. Oh my mind, what we just said before, Hayumaridim is Hayumaridim Avoloi Malin. That these things, that these a min and a moiser, So you're allowed to bring them down into the pit, and you're not supposed to bring them up. So Mar says, Chorp Shita, Hashta, Chusi, Machtinon, once you tell me you're allowed to put them down, you're allowed to have them killed. Sasuki mi boy, you have to tell me for sure you can't let them come up. For sure you can't let them come up. Amar Rav Yosef Bar Chomo, Amar Rav Sheshes, Lenitzokoi, know what we need the Chiddush here for? Shemois Ma'ale Bebor, if let's say there was a ladder, or there were steps in the bor, the girl you threw down to the bor, or you fell into a ditch, and there are steps in the bor itself coming up, so what you let her do now is Megaro, you let her scrape away those steps, the Nokad Le'ilo. V'yomar, and the reason why you could do it is, you could say, Le'teches Chiyus Salavoy, I do not want my animals to climb down into the bor and hurt themselves. Therefore, you're allowed to scrape away those steps. Rashi says, Nokad Le'ilo V'yomar means, Klema, Isla L'shtemutim Yeva, you could have an excuse and tell them, Shashem, become angry at us, that the reason why you're doing this, you don't want the steps in the bor, that your animal should not climb down there. Rabba, Rabbi Yosef, Dermatavah, they both say, L'nitzchoy, no, the chiddush of here is, that you don't have to bring them up, Shemoysa Evan Apia Bear, let's say there was a big stone near the opening of the ditch that he fell into, so Mechasa, the chiddush that you let it cover it up. Omar, how can you get away from the guy? Mom, you'll say, L'avur chiyus elavayu, I do not want my animals to fall in. I want my animals to walk over it. So it has to be covered up. So kids, said, it won't be Eva. You have a reason why you're doing it. Therefore, it's Mutta. I mean, that's the Chiddush. Therefore, you're allowed to cover up this bor, even though by this the guy will die. That's the Chiddush. You're allowed to do this. Ravina says, Shemo Yesulam, if there was a ladder there, the locher is Misalka. You could take away the ladder. That's what it means. Take away the ladder. Omi, you have a right to say, Bina Leachusai Bri Migra. I have to take my son down from the roof. So I need this ladder now to climb upstairs. You let her take it down. Tanu Rabbanan, look at a brace like this. Yisroel Male Sovikichovim. Lishum Ger. A Jew is allowed to make a bris milah on a goy. If he wants to become a Jew, to make gerish, let her make a bris milah on him. But La Fuke. But you know how to do it to a guy just for a fool, just to heal him. A Jew should not do this. A Jew should not make a bris milah for a guy, onto a guy. Rashi says the yosim refoys the bechinim. We're not allowed to heal them for free. This is called leimalam. We can't bring them up for free. The Evik Echov in the Brisa says lo yimu Yisrael. But a guy, we should not let a guy make a bris milah on a Jew. The only reason is because we're afraid maybe the guy will kill the Jewish boy. Therefore, we do not let the guy make the bris milah. Tachom and Tachom say, Oyvi kechov malas Yisrael. No, a guy is allowed to make a bris milah on a Jew. Bizman when shacherim moim de magaboy. If acherim, other people are there watching him, then we're not afraid he'll kill the Jewish boy. Then it's okay. Abu benolu benoloi. But let the guy make the bris milah by himself, that even the Chum says also. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Meir, says no, that afilu acher maim de magav, even if people are watching him, still it's also. Nami loy, still we should not let a guy do the bris milah. The zimnim, sometimes you have to be afraid, the masli lay sakina, sometimes you like tilt, move the knife, or mishav le kruv shuvcha, like on purpose, b'shas the milah, we won't be able to tell this. But the guy on purpose will move his knife and make the kid into a kruv shuvcha, slice too much there. So we won't be able to have kids because of this. So if we have to be careful not to let a guy make a bris milah v'beino l'beino. But it comes out, Zemar says what? If his sovereign may, the truth of him may holds. They would not let a guy make a bris milah. But so far it's mashma that if the guy would do it, the milah would be kosher. Just we, the chatchila Jew, should not let a guy come and make the bris milah. So, is that true that Rameya says we're not let a guy, we're not allowed to let a guy make a bris milah? Rameya, I have a question. It says, Ir Shein Baroifa Yisrael, a city that has no Jewish doctor, meaning no mile there. V'yesh Baroifa Kusi, Baroifa Vichovim. But there are 2 miles there, a doctor's. One's a Kusi, that's a Jew, but just he doesn't keep the mitzvahs. Baroifa. And a guy that's a doctor can make the bris milah. So which one of these two should we let do? So it says Rameya says let the guy make the bris milah and not the kusi. We'll soon see why. Rashi says Shemo l'shem demus yoyna Shemo tzobroish hagrizim v'yevdim bo Avoidah, that they worship Avoidah Zorah. So the mean will be done l'shem Avoidah Zorah. So if we should not let a kusi do it, rather let a goy do it. Divrei Rabbi Meir, see what Meir holds, you're allowed to let a goy make a bris milah. Rabbi Yudah says Yimo kusi v'ayum yevikichovim. No, the opposite. Let the kusi make the bris milah, not the goy. Well, I will soon say, Yud holds that the goy is puzzle. By Shane Kane. Ross Rashi says, no, it says, a goy, we're afraid on Shmichas Dom, we're afraid maybe come to kill you. But not by a kusi. Kusi will not afraid. So Yud says, let yevikichovim. Yes, Rabbi Yehuda holds Yimol Kusi V'al Yimol Kuchovim. By a goy, we're afraid to kill you. So what's the steam, Rabbi Meir? Before we said Rabbi Meir says you cannot let a goy, and here it's the Mashmi, you could let a goy. So when it says Epoch, Rabbi Meir, change it around. Rabbi Meir, Yimol Kusi, a kushi should make the bris milah. For lo Yavik Kuchovim, not a goy, because by a goy, we're afraid to kill you. Rabbi Yehuda, let the goy do it. Because he does not do the shame will soon see the shame hagrizim. For loy kusi and not a kusi. Kusi does the shame hagrizim. So Moshe says, is that true? But some of Yehuda, I think of Chavim Shapa Dami, is the truth of Yehuda holds, a guy could make a bris milo, but a tiny will not like this. Rabbi Yehuda, I met. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mina yin le milo, the Yehuda Chavim Sheep Su, let him know if a guy makes a bris milo, that's possible. Then the apostle says, V'yata now is bris yitishma, watch my bris. Which meaning only a Jew that's in the parsha of a bris milah could do a bris milah, and not a guy. A guy is possible to make a bris milah, like we'll soon see. So you don't, a guy is possible. El the Gemara says, El Motev, don't change it around. The Vadev Yudis says a kushi should do it and not a guy, because the guy is possible mikradin, and the Meir is the one that says a guy could do it. I before the Meir says we do not let a guy do it. Yochav, am I asking on Baraita Mumcha? If he's a professional doctor, that is mumcha, that is livelihood, so here there's a new svara.